If you live in a war zone, you're hearing guns, bombs, you're seeing atrocities. You also somehow have to go to work every day, care for your family, try to be normal in a situation that is anything but. That's part of the story our next guest can tell. One of them is a filmmaker who used her video camera to chronicle years of daily life under bombardment in the Syrian city of Aleppo. The star of the film is her baby daughter, Sama. She sings to Sama as the film begins.
السيزان شو حلوين عم بيدوروا حول سما مبسوطين ماما سما.
After the singing, you heard an explosion in a hospital in Aleppo. My guest, filmmaker Wad Al-Khatib, and her husband Dr. Hamza Al-Khatib, a medical doctor, didn't just work in that hospital. They built it and they lived there. Tell us about that scene we just heard there, Wad. What was happening?
So it was just like normal day when I was sitting with my baby, like in the room, playing together. And you start like hear the aircrafts flying over and then they start the explosion.
Immerse us deeper in the city of Aleppo in this time. What does it look like when all these attacks are happening?
It looks like very beautiful city, whatever happened. But with all of this beauty and the people who were just trying to stay alive every day. There was more than 300,000 people who were living in besieged city. The hospitals were target, the civil defense center were target, schools were target, normal people places were target. So just like struggle to stay alive, struggle to challenge the regime, the Russian who were bombing this area, and keep your life normal as much as you can.
So tell me about that daily life. Like, what do you do for food? Where do you get money? Where did you get diapers?
So before the siege was like everything was available because of the trade between Turkey and Syria. So you can find everything you want in Aleppo, like any kind of fruit or food. But then when the siege happened and the Assad regime and Russian forces, they controlled the whole entrance for east part of Aleppo. All the fruit, the vegetables, anything fresh, you can't find it.
There's that incredible scene where one of the women in the house that you're focused on gets a persimmon.
Yeah.
And it's like she's just received a diamond.
Exactly.
It's incredible. Hamza, you ran the hospital that we were just talking about. I mean, for you as a doctor and a new father, what was your daily routine like? And how hard was it for you to balance kind of the atrocities you had to deal with in the hospital? You said 6,000 patients came through while you were there. And meantime, Sama, your daughter, to mention Wad, your wife, are exposed upstairs to the shelling and the bombs.
I can't, like, understand really, like, mentally how we got through all of this. But you feel like you have to do what you have to do. You know, like, when there is a massacre, I can't think about anything else. Just, like, focusing on the casualties at the moment. We know that we are the target of the Russian and the Syrian regime. Like, everyone in Aleppo knew that. Even some patients were refusing to be admitted at the hospital. Like, even if they need, like, to be operated. Like, when they awake, they're just like, take us out of here, please.
They knew would be targeted.
Exactly. Like, our chance is better if we are at home or even close to the front line, because we know that the regime and the Russian will target the hospital.
Throughout all this tension and misery in the film, there are scenes of really joyful moments. There's a flashback to the day you actually set up the hospital and your friends are really energized and they're laughing, they're happy. What was that day like?
So Hamza and his friends, the other doctor and some nurses, they decided like they need to set up a place where people need to know where is the hospital. And for me, I was like not responsible for anything. I was just like going around filming them what they were trying to do.
You filmed everything. I mean, you had 500 hours of videotape for this documentary.
Yeah, for me it was like really something I need to do because I'm seeing them doing this great, amazing job and work.
I'm speaking with Wad Al-Khatib and her husband, Dr. Hamza Al-Khatib. Wad is the director of the new Frontline documentary for Sama. There's another joyful moment, of course, when you become a couple, you get married. We see your wedding. You dance to that old American country tune, Crazy. It's not Patsy Cline. But I don't know. What was that day like?
That was one of the craziest days in our life.
You're both smiling now. I mean, so it's fond memories. But
we're happy. We remember that day, and I can't be, like, happy enough. We really tried our best to find a way of, like, stay alive in that area. And one of that was, like, the wedding. a small wedding with like 15 of our friends. I borrow one dress from my friend. She was just married like 3 months before that. And like very simple wedding of just people trying to be happy.
One thing about your film that was kind of a revelation to me was just the determination of people like you, Wad, and Hamza to stay in Aleppo, to not leave.
Basically, it became like an act of resilience. The Russian and the regime didn't like want to like break the armed opposition. They want to break the people's will. So like everyone who's living there knew that, like, this is my act of resilience, that I'm living here. Like I'll fix, like, even like the car, like mechanics or something, like, hey, I'm helping everyone to stay here because I'm repairing their cars.
But for many reasons, like, Hamza is a doctor, and any doctor and any person there will make difference in this situation. I had the camera. I have a lot of responsibility to continue filming these people. People who we lived with for 5 years, who we struggled together in many, many different situation.
There are so many families, thousands of families. So we decided we'll be part of this community, and as a family, we'll be there together.
عم بيدوروا حول أم مبسوطين شربوا مي قالوا حي.
At the end of the day, Wad, this film is a letter of sorts from you to your daughter Sama. It is titled For Sama. You say at times in the film that you feel terrible for the world that you brought her into. How do you think she will react when she's old enough to really absorb what you're telling her in this movie?
I really trying not to put any expectation about this. I will keep her like free to express anything she will feel. I need to let Sama watch it every 2-3 years, how she will see that when she will be like 15 or 20 or 25. So I'm so interesting to hear from her.
I have to say, this is a beautiful film, but it's also a film that is very hard to watch.
I think when you see it in cinema with a lot of people, it would be like a group experience.
This is one of the recommendation for everyone, really. Like, don't watch it alone.
Wad and Hamza Al-Khatib, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
For Sama airs tomorrow night on PBS Frontline. You can also watch it online at pbs.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studio at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for being with us.